Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the 26th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Chavav, Mishnah Gimel. Kaf lok tekotzim tahora. Something that's used to protect your hands from thorns. So it was like a piece of leather that you would wear as like a glove. It's not going to be able to become tame because it can't really hold anything. It's a guard on your hands. Hazon v'ha brachyar tamein, a type of leather belt and knee pads can become tame because they do have a base kibble. Sharvulim tamein, sleeves are tame. Sleeves that fit over your arms also are considered to have a base kibble. Vahapraklimin tahorin, headbands made out of leather are tahar because they have no base kibble. Vakal base etzbos taharos, all gloves are tahar even though they do have a base kibble, but it's not meant to hold anything, so we treat it like a flat kli. Chutz mishal kayatzin, except for the gloves that people who gather fruit wear. Mipnei shimakabelas es ha'og, because they would use it to hold something, some type of berry or something, so they would keep them in the fingers of the gloves. So that's considered to be like a base kibble. Nikra, but if the gloves tear, emein mekabelas es rov ha'og tahora. If it can't hold most of the berry anymore, most of the berry would be going right through the hole in the glove. Then it's going to be tar. It's not considered a valid base kibble anymore. Mishnah Dalid. Sandal shnivska achas me'aznav v'tikna. If you have a sandal that one of the flaps tore off and you fixed it, tamei midras. It can become tame with tumas midras, meaning when it broke and the rest of the sandal is still as it was, so it was still a functional kli, and therefore it was still a functional shoe, and therefore it became tame even without having fixed it. Nifsika shniya v'tikna tar min hamidras. But if the second flap broke off and therefore it was totally unusable, so then it becomes tar from the previous tumas midras it had, avo tame maga midras, but it's considered as if to the level of tumah of something that once touched that which is tame. If you didn't fix the first one, by the time the second one snapped, so then it's totally tahar. Nifsak akevo, if the heel piece gets torn, nit al chatmo shenechlak al shnayim, or if the toe piece was taken off, or the toe piece was split into two, tahar. Meaning it's no longer tame because you can't use it as a sandal because it's not going to stay in your foot anymore. Sulyam shenifsak mikol makom tahar. A slipper that tears at all is tahar because as soon as it tears, it's something that's not functional. Minal shenifchas, if you have a shoe that tears, rov haragel tahar. If it can't hold the majority of the foot, then it's tar. Minal shale imum, if you have a shoe that's on its form, Rabbi Elazar metahar. Rabbi Elazar says that it's tar, v'cham metame, and the chum say that it's already tame because it's a finished product. Kol chamasos shurus taharos. Any leather bottle that has a hole in it and you then tie it up, it's tahar, meaning it's not able to become tame because it's not considered to be fully fixed. Chutz mishal arviyin, except for the Arabian knots that are considered to be a real fix. Rabbi Meir Omer, Tzror Sha'a Tahoros, Tzror Olam Tameos, that if it's a temporary type of thing, then it's Tahar, but if it's a more permanent type of thing, then it's able to be Mekabal Tumah, because it's considered to be a viable Kli. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Chamasos Tzoros Tahoros, all leather bottles that are tied up are Tahar, because whatever knot you make on it is not considered to have any sort of permanent, and therefore it's not going to be a functional kli. Okay, so to review what we learned today, we'll just go through the klalim. Then in Mishnah Gimel we discussed a variety of kelim of leather kelim, and said those that have a base kibble are tame, those that do not have a base kibble are tahar. And then in Mishnah Dalet we went through different things that could happen to different types of shoes and slippers, and at what point they lose their status of and also of containers, that at what point they lose their status of tuma, and when they regain their functionality and are considered to be capable of being mekabel tuma. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perchava of Mishnah Hay.